Buy 100 shares at the market.
Can I get a permanent? 4 o'clock.
Over George Washington Bridge.
Connect me with the credit department.
The truck's on the way now. This is the city clerk's office.
They're going to operate today.
2 aisle seats in the orchestra.
Bring the children, too.
3 o'clock at the first tee.
Let me have train information, please.
Big news, Jim. It's a boy.
Thanks for calling.
Voice of the city. To the largest city of the Western world. A city of 319 square miles under a single municipal government, where 7 million men, women, and children live and work. The voice of a complex, highly organized society representing every nationality and every human interest under the sun. A restless voice that whispers and murmurs, growls and shouts, that hopes and fears and argues and agrees, that laughs and weeps and jokes, sings through more telephones than you can find in all of France or all of Canada, as many as in Paris, Berlin, and London combined. Twice as many for every 100 people as in Greater London. As many, in fact, as there are on the 3 entire continents of South America, Africa, and Australia. And this myriad voice of metropolis, pulsing and throbbing with life, is the heart of a great homogeneous area of 2,500 square miles. It is an area that shelters 11 millions of people, with 300 separate incorporated communities, including such busy neighbors as Newark and Jersey City, and 3 others having more than 100,000 souls. On every business day by train and ferry, a commuting army of 365,000 men and women poured into New York's offices, stores, and factories for their daily labors. Nor is this all of the story, for New York's bridges and tunnels are highways for tens of thousands more. There are 150,000 daily arrivals by bus, by plane, by railroad to swell New York's own millions for a few hours, a few days, or longer. Little wonder that in this vast metropolitan area there are needed nearly 400 telephone central offices to guide the flood of conversation by wire that is caused by the ceaseless activity of the people. Within the city area alone, there are 7.5 million local telephone conversations every business day. And there are 350,000 telephone talks between the city, 1 million local telephone conversations every business day. And there are 350,000 telephone talks between the city, 1 million local telephone conversations every business day. And there are 350,000 telephone talks between the city and out-of-town points. All day long, the voice of the city is saying, hello, Chicago, hello, Atlanta, hello, Boston, hello, New Orleans, hello, San Francisco, or London, or Honolulu, or Tokyo, or Rio. And all day long, someone far away is calling, hello there, Broadway, or Wall Street, or Fifth Avenue, or Flatbush. So it is that these central offices in the city are in reality serving Cleveland, or Omaha, or Washington, or Hollywood. And that is why Mr. Detroit often joins Mr. Manhattan, and Miss Dallas joins Miss Brooklyn, when telephone people in Baghdad on the subway invite their neighbors to come in and watch the workings of the human and technical mechanism that must function at each of these focal points that the city's voice may flow in thousands of directions simultaneously. Let's go in with a group of these visitors from near and far and put ourselves in the hands of the guides. We are first introduced to some preliminary exhibits that prepare us for our tour of inspection. They end most appropriately with one that pictures a typical big city task, the joining of the cables that stretch beneath the thronging crowds. And now we learn that nearly 3/4 of New York City's 1.5 million and more telephones are served from dial central offices. For congested Manhattan Island, the dial telephones are 87% of the total. The extent of the equipment required is a revelation as we explore the electrical wonderland that we visit next. The very act of lifting the telephone from its cradle calls the well-named line finder into service. Up go its elevators as we watch, each one rising because somewhere a telephone has been picked up. The line immediately becomes ready for the familiar inviting humming signal, an electrical number, please, that means go ahead, dial. Every completed turn of someone's dial sends some part of this uncanny mechanism in search of a particular pathway for speech. We are reminded of firemen running nimbly up their ladders or rope-scaling gymnasts as these electrical servants climb to their tasks. They come to rest with clicks of accomplishment that fill the room with a subdued metallic monotone.